This is the Better Than Before Betrayal podcast, episode number 67, Sundays Are the Hardest Days. Have you or someone you know experienced betrayal from a husband's pornography use, sexually compulsive behaviors, or other forms of infidelity? Hi, I'm Ruthie. I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a life coach certified through the Life Coach School. In this podcast, I will share my experience of growth and healing as I have learned tools and concepts to help me take responsibility for my own happiness, find peace, confidence, and become a stronger version of myself. Come with me and let me show you how to have a life that is better than before betrayal. Hi there. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me today. I'm going to say my light voice is a little raspy today, and so hopefully there's not too much throat clearing. So, I'm glad you're here. So, have you noticed that the titles of my podcasts are often a thought, not a fact? A lot of my content is thought, not fact. And this is intentional, because I know what thoughts you're likely to be struggling with when experiencing betrayal. It's what we're up against, all the thoughts. And I'm not going to tell you that your thoughts are wrong. No thought is wrong. There is a lot of clean pain in betrayal, obviously. And there's a lot of dirty pain. Recognizing the difference and allowing for clean pain and letting go of dirty pain are crucial to your happiness. I will help you in your healing journey to know the difference and to learn to choose which thoughts will help you and, when you're ready, which thoughts to let go. How are Sundays for you? Are they delightful? I know for me, Sundays used to be the hardest day. They were painful. I would go to church and feel so isolated. My life was a lie, my world was in shambles, and no one knew what I was going through. Everyone else was cheerful and had it all together, and then the messages of the speakers and teachers would add salt to my wounds. Talks on forever families, covenant keeping, singing songs of conversion and conviction, songs bearing powerful testimony of truth that wasn't a part of my reality as I saw it. These things all brought me to tears because I never thought this, quote unquote, betrayal, never thought it would happen to me. Then, on top of that, I had to pull off the responsibilities of my calling as if everything was peachy. Sound familiar? Has this been your experience? Have you had all of these thoughts and more? I get it. Every day was painful, and Sundays were the hardest. Now, I am going to tell you that all of these feelings, all the pain, it was created by my thoughts, and that pain is very, very real. The fact is, the gospel teaches the ideal, and no one actually has it. Right? So let's take a look at some of my thoughts, and we'll find the clean pain and the dirty pain in them. Okay? So the thought, my life is a lie. Okay, clean pain. The fact is, my husband was keeping information from me that I would have preferred to have. There were definitely lies. It is painful to realize to what extent the person you thought was your safe place is willing to lie and deceive. Clean pain. Okay, dirty pain. The drama of the thought, my life is a lie. Can you hear the drama seeping out? This is an all or nothing statement. Our brains love to go to all or nothing. And life simply isn't all or nothing. My entire life was not a lie. There was a lot of truth. There was and is love. There's support. There's much good now and then. There is a lot to fight for. And that's why I chose to stay in my marriage, to hold on to and grow and improve on the good things we had. We are working together to create the marriage we want. Yes, there were lies, and my entire life was not a lie. Thought, my world is in shambles. Okay, clean pain. My life, as I saw it, was not as simple as it had been before discovery. The fact is, my life was the same. My brain was what changed. I wasn't completely aware of the messiness. I didn't know what I didn't know. In my case, I knew something was going on. So my life, my brain, was already at work trying to figure out what my husband was up to. I knew before I knew. So I would have said my life, my mind, was not peaceful even before discovery. And I know that this is not the case for many of you. Many women are caught off guard completely. They had no idea. And your brain might be telling you that everything was so much better before, that you want things to be the way they used to be. This thought feels good, yet it isn't true. Your life changed because you became aware of your reality. That's the only difference. Previously, your reality was the same. You just weren't informed of your reality, right? I think this is where the saying, ignorance is bliss, came to be. And ignorance is not bliss. You know that. Would you prefer to go back to not knowing and have your husband continue in his behaviors and continue to lie to you? The difference between your life now and your life before D-Day is that you now have more truth, clarity, not on everything, but clarity on some things. The dirty pain comes in when you believe this thought is true and continue to play it on repeat. Your life is no more in shambles, drama, than before. You actually have more clarity on what your reality is, right? Okay, another thought. No one knows what I'm going through. This is such an isolating thought. Satan wants us to believe that we are alone. He wants us to believe this thought and keep us stuck here. He wants us to be miserable. And we are never alone. Even when we feel that we are. First of all, you know, we always have our Savior. And there are people that know what you're going through because they have been through it. Everyone's experience is different. You are you. Your husband is him. There are similarities in your story to my story, and there are differences. It is important to get some support. You don't need to do this alone. You can't do it alone. You may only need one person, one good friend, one therapist, one coach, someone you can trust, someone who will listen, someone that can help you toward healing. If you want me to be that person, reach out. I'm here for you. You are not alone. So here's the clean pain. It's true. that many don't know what you're going through. And don't you want it that way? Do you want everyone to know? Now, I will admit, there were some times that I wanted everyone to know I was in pain. Kind of wanted to shout it from the rooftops. And those were usually times when I was throwing a pity party for myself. What most people want is a few people to know. People that can understand them, support them, and help them. You don't want to be alone, and you don't want the whole world to know. You can't heal alone. Okay, dirty pain. Once again, the dirty pain comes when you believe it's a lie, the lie of Satan, that no one knows what I'm going through. When you hold on tight to this thought, when it is your focus, when you hold on to this belief, you will not seek support and guidance that is so crucial to your healing. Okay, another thought. Everyone else is cheerful and has it all together. This is a false statement, and you know it, right? No one has it all together with no struggles. Clean pain. It is hard to show up with a smile on your face. You see everyone else, and you tell yourself they don't have any problems. And this is simply not true. I once heard the idea that those who looked like they had it all together were the most messed up. Now, I don't necessarily believe that this is true. However, I do know that everyone has their struggles. If you buy in to this idea that you're the only one with problems, your pain is going to be very muddy. Okay, more thoughts. Talks and messages on forever families. I don't have one. Covenant keeping. My husband didn't keep his. Okay, the clean pain is, the truth is that I do have an eternal family. If my husband's choices keep him from that blessing, then he won't have an eternal family. When your husband is the one you hoped to have as your eternal companion, and he makes choices that threaten that possibility, that hurts. That's clean pain. Covenant keeping. It is painful to hear lessons, on covenant keeping when the man that you love didn't keep his covenants. There is clean pain there. When you are trying to keep your covenants and thought that your spouse was too, you had hope for the eternal life with this person. Clean pain. And again, dirty pain comes when you start to believe that these blessings are not available to you. The atonement is real. Repentance is real. You can have these blessings, and they can have them too, as they go through the repentance process. We all have to use the atonement. We all have to repent daily. We are all a work in progress. And as they say, it ain't over till it's over. Don't wallow in the misery of hopelessness. Find healing and find that hope. Okay, more hard things. Sing the songs of conversion, conviction that bear powerful testimony of truth that wasn't a part of my reality. I never thought this would happen to me. And then I had to pull off the responsibilities of my calling as if everything was peachy. Again, the clean pain is real. These are not easy. The dirty pain comes when you believe these thoughts, when you hold on to them, when they are your focus. You will not have peace, calm, hope. And if you're, and you won't have joy if your focus is on your pain. These thoughts are going to come. You have a human brain. I have a human brain. We get out of the misery by accepting reality, allowing clean pain. It's there. And we need to clean up the dirty pain, because it will certainly be there as well. Again, the gospel teaches the ideal, and no one actually has it. You know that's true, right? This is the plan. For all of us to come to the earth and make our choices, learn from them, and grow. When we realize this, we realize that we're not alone. We learn to answer our brain when it tells us we are alone in this trial. We can answer our brain when we think all is lost. We answer our brain when we feel there's no hope. There's always hope, even if you can't feel it right now. I promise. I know for me, there was a time that I couldn't feel hope. And this was so strange to me, because I knew the plan of salvation was real, that the gospel was true, and I couldn't feel hope. So, even if you can't feel hope right now, know that it's there, and with work, it is possible for you to feel it once again. Is the Sabbath a delight to you? Do you want it to be? Do you have no idea how to do this, or that it's even possible? Let me show you how to take the Sabbath from being the most painful day of the week to making it a delight. I actually chose to release my podcast on Mondays because we sometimes need a fresh start for the new week. And after a painful Sabbath, it's nice to start a Monday with new hope. I hope that these messages are helpful, that they bring you hope and ideas to bring you healing. I hope that you can find your way to a delightful Sabbath. It is one of the beautiful parts of having a life that is better than before betrayal. Thanks for spending time with me today, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope that what I have shared today is helpful and hope-filled for you. If you know someone that would find this podcast helpful, please share it. If you have questions about this or any topic that you'd like to understand more deeply, to help you take responsibility for your own happiness, to find growth and healing from what you have experienced, please go to betterthanbeforebetrayal.com and schedule a time to chat with me. I'd love to answer questions for you.